Your salvation and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have
mercy.
O most Lord Jesus Christ, so many prophets men have desired to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you hear and have not heard them. But as for eyes for thee see and your ear for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayer of your sins. Remember, O ones who are master, bidden us to remember them supplications and praise which offer upon to you, Lord our God. Those have already fallen asleep, report them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Gospel of our teacher, St. Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessing be with Solomon. From the Psalms of our Father David and the Prophet and King, may his holy blessing be with us, Solomon. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. Hallelujah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge. The judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it away from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman is divorced, commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oath to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no be no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
May the Lord pray that you are all that walk in the heavens.
Per il tuo si sospende choice.
Si fa la simonte crepe nati
in io bion so che rie. Is mo erene pa. Si. O Master Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son and Lord of God, the Father who has broken every bond of our sins through his saving, life-giving suffering, who prayed in the face of his sainted disciple and holy apostle and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostle to those who for a time labor in priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to ban unto those every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask in the great goodness, lover of mankind, for your servant, my brethren and my weakness, those who bow their head before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and lose every bound of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through anguish of heart, whether in deed or word, or from the faint huntress, O Master, who know the weakness of men, and the good one and lover of mankind, O God, the grant of forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, absolve us, and all your people. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us for your holy goodwill. For you are our guard and the glory and the honor and the dominion that were shepherd you, and to you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is upon Israel to you now and at all times, and into the age of ages. Amen. May your word to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. So I trespass against us, lean us unto temptation, but deliver us, we want Christ Jesus, our Lord, and in the power of the glory forever. Amen. Ten, oh,
be the name that can come there.